But I didn't put this item on. It was an item on the agenda. Who brought the item?
Sorry.
Michael?
Yeah, I'm not clear who. It's been several months now. Does anyone remember who brought this up about the email list?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Go
because
ahead,
because we had a candidate, and she pointed out that in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, they all have an email list, and the legislators have access to, you know, send emails or, you know, newspapers or whatever. And actually, the point was, the main point was, we already got this question answered by Terry. He said there is a rule in the bylaws, but it has to go through a mailing house. You have to pay for it, and it's a one-time thing, a shootout, and then it comes back. And so it's a little bit more expensive, but still, the problem remains. We don't have access to the communication about this election to the listenership is really not there at KPFT, and I already said about the email list being so dysfunctional, and the blast does not work, and so I already put that. Go ahead, Lydia. I'm back to you, John, Bob.
Right. So this is a question that some candidates here have asked: Is it possible to have access to the email list, which in whatever form? I know that since the slates can, you know, get together and send out a mailer or whatever, but it would seem to me that there would be some mechanism by which the membership director of membership or whatever they're called at each station would be able to facilitate this if any of the candidates wanted to put out their emails, or I don't know. Are we the only ones asking this, Terry, or have you had this question already come up?
Is Terry gone?
No, I was muted again. The emails issue is something which I asked at the back in, I don't know, August or something like that, whether the stations wanted to make emails available to candidates, and nobody said affirmatively. I don't know if any of them actually said no, we refuse either. It's a lot of my emails don't get answered. My sense is that the station management is a development people are loath to have a listener's inbox get 20 emails from 20 different candidates, feeling that people will demand that they be taken off the station's email list. So my guess is they're not going to want to do it, but so I didn't really push the point because I figured if I were in their position, I wouldn't let people do it either. For the election, it's obviously in our interest to have that communication, but as a development person, I'm guessing they want to preserve and not be what they would perceive as a burden. So I'm guessing they won't do it, but it's a station management question.
Okay, Michael, and then Revelin, and Revelin, let us know when we hit the five-minute point.
Yeah, Nancy on stack, too.
Okay.
Okay, we have three more minutes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Michael, Revelin, and Nancy, so please, everyone, be brief.
I think that there's actually a valid concern. You can kill the goose, the lays the golden eggs very quickly by bombarding people's emails until they just say, take me off your list entirely. What we're doing here is we propose to the development person that an issue of the regular blast that goes out just have links to the candidate statements, or include a brief version of the statement, a link to the full statement on the website, which is how the rest of the blast is set up, so that it's got little news items, and then you click on the thing in the blast, it takes you to the webpage.
Okay.
And then it's one mailing that's got all the candidates, I think people getting 20 or 30 emails from different candidates is disastrous.
Okay, Revelin.
Okay, I'm going to put a pin in what Michael just said. As a person who has taken pledges from people at many, many, many of the fundraisers, fund drive it, and you get to the point on a card and say, may we have your email address, and then they put on the brakes, and in most cases, well, do you really, I don't know, all of that. I mean, nobody says, sure, take it and use it for whatever you want. So I would say it's too risky to chance when we need more members, and we may end up losing some.
Okay. Fund. And Nancy, briefly, because we're last person. Nancy. Okay.
I was on a mute. I'm sorry. I was sorry. Right. Terry's answer to in an email form to one of the candidates was that it would cost money to pay for a mailing house to do a one-time blast. So that's where it stopped. I mean, I'm recalling what this one candidate said. But we could put on the local websites. We could say something like, if you want to correspond with your candidate, there's a way to contact him. And they don't know that until they finally do the Pacifica.org, and then they don't know it. I mean, still I'm teaching people where to find it under the name. Click to, you know, contact. It's tiny words, and it's not really being promoted well. So if we all get together and write a nice promotional, with including this, we might be able to get more quorum. Back to you.
Okay. Terry, just a quick question off of that. What do you think of the idea of adding maybe a sentence on the homepage of elections.pacifica.org saying there's a link inside to how you can contact each candidate? Some words like that.
I guess there's not that much stuff on the homepage. I mean, the elections page, I could put right now there's a link that says, click here to go and find out about your candidates. I could also just add a sentence saying, you can listen to their statements, or you can read their statements, or send them individual emails, because there's a place where you can click on a candidate and send them an email.
Right, something like that.
So I could put that up on the front page. I guess I could do that.
Okay, great.
Excuse me, can I say something about
this? Very brief, because we're really over time.
Terry, is it possible rather than sending email, contact them, so if somebody has put email or phone number or whatever, they can use that? Make it more general than specific sending email.
I believe that's already there. Some candidates chose to include their email address in their statements. Others, there's just a built-in link in the software to, you know, write to this candidate.
Yeah, a few candidates have actually included their phone number in their statements, but very few. So what it is, there's a place that says, click here to send a message to this candidate, and it sends them an email.
Thank you very much.
Okay, finally, we really have to keep it at 5 minutes on measures to ensure a quorum. So the floor is open. Very short statements per person.
This is Jane.
Go ahead, Jane.
Given Terry's response, I think that we need a way to muster some messaging at the foundation level. I agree with the concerns that Nancy expressed, that the messaging coming out from management, it doesn't necessarily have the right feel. I think that Terry suggested this is something that the foundation should do, and so that means to me the executive director at this point. I love the idea of it being some national voices like Amy Goodman or whatever. That's a nice idea, but I don't have an entree with the board of directors or the executive director. So I would like to ask, is there anybody on this committee that's local, you know, to San Francisco that could maybe assist summer, maybe the two different slates in San Francisco can work together with summer to come up with some kind of messaging? Or Mel, maybe you guys down in Los Angeles, you seem to have a lot of stuff together, and you're like in, you know, like you've got Hollywood down there. I mean, so you guys really know. Ed Asner, I don't care. Can somebody out on the West Coast take a lead in making this happen?
Okay, this Revelin is on the stack too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, not to cut you off, Jane, but I guess nobody answered that.
I'm going to resuggest that we have two or three people who want to work on getting this quorum moving, you know, getting it energized, to work on it, and just in a couple of days email something to the committee, which, you know, rather than taking the time up right now, because I think we all agree that there needs to be, you know, we need to do something to get this hot and going, but I don't think we can flesh it through right now. And even though I think Jane's idea about working with Summer is good, Summer is not sitting in the national office. She's running here, there, and everywhere. So those are the kind of things we need to not take up time in this general meeting to talk about, but just have a group that's interested in doing that, do that. And if there is such a group, I would like to work with it also.
Nancy, on the stack?
Go ahead.
Okay, about quorum, I would like to remind that the bylaws does give the National Election Supervisor and the local election supervisors sole discretion to put any staff that does not cooperate with the election process on probation, and that includes management. Management is a staff. So I don't like this quorum is really important, and for Terry to say that things are, you know, can't force the management has all power over the programming and call elections programming, I object to this very much. So I'm going to ask Terry again to please reconsider stepping in about, you know, when cards are not played correctly, or this is also going to affect quorum if you don't have the cards played.
Okay, let me say, the bylaws give the election supervisors authority to do remedies up to including removing people from the air until the end of the election if they have violated the fair campaign provisions, not because they aren't cooperating with us about cart scheduling or something like that. That's not violating. There's nothing in the fair campaign provisions that deal with that at all. Fair campaign provisions don't deal with carts. They're not a requirement of the bylaws. So those sorts of things, we're not the bosses of the station management. We
are. No. Please don't.
Hold on, Nancy. Please let Terry finish.
And saying we could take the general manager off the air. I guess we could if there was an allegation of a fair campaign provision and it was found to be valid. That is a possible remedy, but I don't know of any pending fair campaign provision violations against any station management at this point.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead. And then everyone, hold on, Lydia.
Oh,
everyone needs to be extremely short because we're really at time at this point.
We're at time right now.
I was just responding to Jane, and I will look into maybe having some high-profile people who are not affiliated with Slate or anything, celebrities out here or whatever, recognizable voices, obviously. I'll look into that, Jane.
I'd be willing to help, too.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. So could we ask maybe... Michael, Lydia, and Revlin to be that working group or task force that Revlin recommended. I really like that. I would help if I could, but I don't really think there's much I can do to help.
Well, we can communicate anything by email, but I'm not going to join another group. But
okay, is there
Revlin? Maybe you can help coordinate it then. I don't. It's a really good idea.
Yeah, do I have Michael's email?
Yeah, anti-racist action underscore LA at
yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay, so is there anything
else? Thank you, everybody. I'd like to adjourn.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. is there anything else that urgently has to be said in 30 seconds or less? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, 30 seconds, Nancy.
Okay. Please reconsider, Terry, about extending the election so we can have more quorum and more promotion and everything else
And my answer is, if their quorum is not going to be met, I will extend the elections.
Okay, and on that note, I think we are past time, and so the meeting is adjourned. Thanks very much.